Rashi says in regards to the mon, the pasuk says that they would go out and gather it. They would talk about berichayim and they would be doicher the bimamaducha. They would grind it. They would pulverize it. They would crush it. They would do everything to it. So Rashi says that the truth is it never really went into the crucible. It never was pounded. It never was crushed and ground, etc. But it had the flavor of something which is tochen v'reichayim. It had the flavor of something which was daruch b'meducha. It had the flavor of those items. So Pinchas has a fascinating ha'ora. We know the Morris has a concept called Ritzot and Mekam Shaloi Mitisha Kamen Shachaberi. A person has a certain enjoyment and out of something which he made himself more than something which he gets from somebody else. So if you build your own chair, even if it's not as fancy as a chair which you can buy, but if you made it yourself, you know, there's a certain pleasure that you get out of sitting in it, etc. So here, the person who was dadak with meducha, that he really did it, there's a certain pleasure. I made the food myself, and I it's freshly made from fresh ingredients, you know, homemade, and there's a certain pleasure and hanah that you get out of it over something which is store-bought. And here, the Pasuk is saying that they didn't do it, and they still got the flavor, the same flavors. So he says that means that it has to be, the Chazal is saying that they got the same pleasure out of it as the Kav Shaloi. It was for them. It was the Kav Shaloi, and it felt as tasted as good, the quote unquote store bought, the ready made product man brought to you had the same geshmak as if you did it yourself. But Lamai said you didn't. All right, so this is, he doesn't address that point. But Lamai said you did not. So how do you understand that? So there's two ways of understanding it. I'm not sure which one is emes. One is to understand, and this is the way which I think maybe is not the pshat, we want to understand that Klal Yisrael, even though that's the normal the nature of a person is to have that type of emotion, but that's only true in the limited sense of people who have a big connection to this world. The people who are more ruchniistic, they look at the value of the item by itself, and that's all that they focus on. So, since and the value of the item itself, it has no more or less value due to the person's efforts. So therefore, there's no real difference. So I think that's maybe one answer to answer it. But I'm more inclined to say a different answer. You know, that a world that everything comes with effort. The fact that Klai still received the mon. You know, where the money came, how it landed, how they got it, was all based on their level of sitkis. Well, where did that come from? It also came from effort. Nothing comes for free. They had tremendous efforts that they had to do to reach the madrega, to be able to be roy, to have them on. So they expended their effort, not in physical exertion, but in spiritual exertion. They were on a madrega to appreciate the spiritual exertion and draw the connection to the physical item in such a way that it was Kav Shaloi, it was their Kav. The reason why they had this beautiful mon is because of the effort that they put on themselves every day, that they worked on themselves, and they grew and they stretched themselves in Torah and Ruchnius, etc. And the final result was a very positive, powerful thing called the mon. So, there was a kiyum of Ratzon Mekav Shaloi Mitisha Kav Shachaber. The geshmak was that they were able to do that in the world of Ruchnius. And that we see in ourselves in the world of Ruchnius, a person harvests on a piece of Gemara, and he really works on it hard, and he thinks about it, and he tries to figure it out. You know, it's much more geshmak, and it has the time of learning, it has the geshmak of learning, much more than a person opens up, a type of Pirish, which just explains the Gemara very easily, and all he does is he just, you know, reads that, be it the art school Gemara, be it a Masifta Gemara, be it whatever it is Gemara, but he didn't sit there and work it through himself. So it's very nice if a person's in a rush, he needs to get through something, fine. But otherwise, the pleasure and the benefit, and therefore the true growth and the connection to the item is much greater when you do the effort yourself. Have a good Shabbos.